Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Corey Majors alongside Alec Medford. Mm-hmm. Jet Nelson in studio as well, taking care of the boards, making sure we get everything rolling throughout the day. Merry Christmas to everybody out there as we got Christmas Eve upon us. What are you doing to kind of plan for this evening, plan for family? Do you have to drink heavily in order to be around family? Do not do that and drive, please. You know, take care of yourself and take care of others out there. From the 817, our family always does matching pajamas or ugly sweaters. From the 817, also, real Christmas tree or artificial. We're going to get into some of that later on today for sure. Merry Christmas, boys, from the 915. Always listening, win, lose, or draw. Big fan. Thank you all for what you do. Been a Tolo for 10 years now. Live in El Paso. And when I go to Cowboys games, always make sure to swing by your area to say hello and take a picture when you guys are broadcasting from the Miller Lite section at AT&T Stadium. So thank you very much for committing, even when you're far away from us. Because being far away, you can always stay connected. And that's a big deal. From the 214, is this true? Most Hispanic families do Christmas Eve, then you and your kids open on Christmas Day. And they also said they open theirs at midnight every Christmas Eve. Is that this is one thing I've always wanted to do, though. I've always wanted to enjoy a Christmas with a family of another culture. Just to see how different they do it, how they might do it a little bit differently than us. Because our tradition is what it is. It's, you know, as I said, we've been creating new ones with the family. Never did the Secret Santa with the family before. My wife, her family always does pajamas, and I'd never done that before. So now I have 7 years of pajamas that I've been able to get rolled out there. So that's been nice. I never wear pajamas. I sleep naked. So why would I even need them? It doesn't make any sense for me. But that's kind of the lifestyle that we deal with as we get the Christmas thing rolling around. From the 817, have you ever played Christmas Eve gift? The first person that says Christmas Eve gift on the 24th gets to open one gift before the 25th. I've never done that. Maybe that's something we'll add to it. Right now, we're joined by our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Mickey, how are we doing today, sir?
Good. No gifts open before Christmas morning.
Really? That's how the approach has always been for you?
Yeah.
Did you like that growing up, or were you like, hey, were you always anticipating it?
No, I adhered to it. Sometimes my mother would go, well, let's open some tonight after midnight mass. And I go, no, we can't do that till the morning. Santa Claus hadn't come yet.
He's a strict rule follower, a very strict rule follower. I like that.
Back then, anyway.
Nowadays, though, you're a rebel.
Yeah, I'm kind of outside the lines, right?
I've often described you as that, Mickey.
Yeah. Hey, all right, Mickey, I'm kind of curious. It would be really nice if the Commanders gave a little bit of confidence to this Cowboys secondary. How have you felt Revel's play has developed, or what he's been working on as he's gotten into this thing?
Yeah, I think, I think if you look at what he has done so far, I think it reflects the fact that he had not played any football since the third week of last season at East Carolina. And then when you are rehabbing from a torn ACL, it's like you're not getting better at playing football. You're getting better physically.
Right, yeah.
To be able to play football. And I think people kind of, thought, okay, here comes the Calvary, and this guy's going to come in and save the save the secondary. And I know you see his ability. I think you see some of his, physical ability. But he just hasn't played a lot of football. And just walking into the NFL, it's tough when you're a rookie. And there's a lot to learn, but I think you see some good things, and then you see things that, well, yeah, they're going to have to get better at certain concepts and everything. So I still think he's a keeper, and I still think he's really good, but he's going to go through growing pains just from not having played football in so long, not even practiced in so long. So, yeah, I think you have to kind of qualify where he is right now.
So the other thing, too, is Reddy Stewart came over here. I feel like he was kind of a Eberflus suggestion. I might be wrong about that, but he understood the system pretty well. Has he kind of found a home around here?
Yeah, I think he has. I think he has played awfully well for a guy that played very little with Eberflus when he was with the Bears. And, you know, and remember, then he gets a free agent. They didn't keep him. And he goes to Minnesota, and he got cut in at the end of training camp, and the Cowboys picked him up. So, yeah, these are kind of developmental players. These weren't guys that were going to come in and be stars right from the right from scratch. So I think everybody needs to understand a lot of these youngsters on the defense. This was kind of a developmental season for the defense, obviously, right? Because of, their lack of production all season long.
Mickey, looking at your opponent this week, the Commanders, we know that they've been beaten up with injuries all season. They shut down Jaden Daniels, their franchise quarterback. So a lot has gone wrong, but I want to focus defensively because they've got the defensive-minded head coach in Dan Quinn. They've got some talented players on that defense, some veteran leadership. What has gone wrong for them in your mind defensively this season?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and I don't know that I've got an answer for you because they haven't been very productive defensively. They've been giving up a whole lot of points, and you know, if you think back about it, what was the criticism of Dan Quinn when he was with the Cowboys? They couldn't stop the run, right?
Yeah,
as good a defensive coordinator, and brilliant as everybody thought he was, and he was, but they couldn't stop the run. So was it him, or was it the fact they didn't have the players to be able to execute that? You know, we always seem when things don't go well, it's never the players or the players' talent that you have. It's always the coordinator, and sometimes it's not that. So I think we have to be careful on just, crowning guys as, they're brilliant and all they got to do is come in and coach and everything changes. Now, I think offensively it may be a little different if you have the quarterback, right? But on defense, what ends up being the most important part of the defense? And it's almost everything, isn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Pass rush seems to be the start, and then everything else from there.
And so offensively, you can have all the talent in the world you want, but if you don't have the quarterback, you can't fake that position. The wide receiver can't make the quarterback better.
Right.
I'm sorry. It just doesn't work that way. Now, the quarterback can make the wide receiver better and make the running back better. But I think that, I think it's a difficult thing to put your finger on if you're not there every day watching the Commanders. I almost said Redskins play.
Well, I've heard it said. I heard Michael Strahan say it on the Fox pregame last week. He threw that out there, and he was like, oh, my gosh. Because, he played in that. That was something, Mickey, when we had you on for Peace-a-thon, you told us some hilarious stories from that book, and we just absolutely ate it up. This rivalry, while it still exists, does it feel like there's something missing from it completely? And is it because it's maybe too homogenized or too politically correct? I don't know exactly what it is that just kind of feels like there's something missing from it.
Like we can't go running around and talk about Cowboys and Indians, right?
Right.
The way they used to back in the day.
And there's no pranks being played amongst, teams and stuff like that.
Yeah, because we're politically correct, right? we've taken the fun out of games, right? But, you know, and here's the deal. You know, I think that when both teams were good, then the rivalry really sprung open, because one of the teams was taken away from something the other teams were used to having, like back in the early 70s when George Allen got to Washington and all of a sudden they beat the Cowboys for an NFC championship. And all of a sudden the Cowboys thought it was their inalienable right to win the NFC, or at least go to the playoffs. And then here comes this guy, very brash and cocky, and he knocks them out of the playoffs. And so game on. And I think the other thing is, back then you were playing this team twice a year, but you were playing with the same players every year. There was no free agency.
Yeah.
So the rivalry really sprung up because of, you know, it was the same guys going up against each other. I can tell you stories from Drew Pearson telling me that, you know, when they and Cliff Harris, when they played after they retired, they were playing charity football games, touch football against the former Washington players. And all of a sudden they got real competitive, and, you know, you're playing touch and someone knocks somebody down. And I remember Cliff saying, he turned around and goes, "Oh, you want to go? You want to play like that?" And they were still at each other's throats, right? So it was things like that, because you played the same people all the time, that I think created that rivalry. And now with free agency, it's not the same guys playing against each other twice a year, not the same coaches. I mean, the coaches back then were about all the same. Now, Washington changed coaches pretty regularly, but it was Landry for 29 years, yep. Right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
And so I think that's what caused some of the rivalry to be so heated and emotional when those teams played.
Mickey, do you think this is a unique opportunity against the Commanders, against an offense that we know is going to be tough to watch because we don't know who is going to play at quarterback for them and the litany of injuries that they have? Do you think this is a chance and we might see Matt Eberflus kind of experiment with some different looks and stuff? Because I know for a couple plays, it felt like he tried on Sunday. There was a couple looks that I saw Donovan Ezeraku lining up like a traditional linebacker to try to get right. Kenny Clark open and stuff. Do you think maybe we see more experimentation just because that offense might not have much success anyways?
Yeah, I think that they'll continue to do it. But again, it's got to work, right? You know, we're calling for blitzes, and I saw them blitzing, right? But I also saw the blitz getting picked up. So, you know, are you going to continue to knock your, you know, bang your head against the wall and think you're going to win? So I think there's a lot to that, because, and I don't want to use Corey's famous words, but, you know, blitzing's not the big answer to fixing a defense, right?
Yeah.
You got to know how to blitz. You got to be successful, blitzing. And I think that, you know, he did try. I did see Ezeraku standing up almost like a middle linebacker in some of those passing down type things. And, yeah, I can see, you know, continuing to try to do that. But remember, we're talking about a young guy that's, you know, hadn't played much NFL football. He's a rookie. But, yeah, you can move guys around like that, but you got to be good enough to do things. And so far, you know, that defensive front without Quinnen Williams, you know, has struggled. Kenny Clark can't do the whole thing himself. So I think that you might see more, throw some stuff at quarterbacks who haven't played. I think I looked up, you know, I think Josh Johnson had thrown maybe 5 passes all season long.
Let's go.
And I think Driscoll's only played 1 game in 3 years.
Nice. Wow.
So, yeah, that's what they're facing right now. Because when you're this backup quarterback, you rarely get any snaps in practice other than running the scout team, right? And then the third guy, you know, he's standing there with a clipboard all season. He's not getting anything usually. He might get some, you know, scout team reps, but that's it. So, yeah, they're going to come in. If those two guys are the ones that have to play, It's going to have to be a pretty simple defense, and it's going to be imperative that the Cowboys don't let them get comfortable in the pocket. They got to somehow, some way create pressure where those guys start, you know, basically seeing stars in the pocket when they're trying to look for wide receivers.
And Mickey, you taught me the word panacea, and that's why I've decided like that. I was like, I'm going to use it at every turn that I can. All right, Mickey, it is time. I know Kevin forces you to do this, and I got to carry on the tradition. What is
this
your
is terrible
prediction?
How do we know anything about this game or these two teams at this point? I think on our podcast, I pick the Cowboys 30-20, something like that. So
there we go. There we go.
And I don't know if I have confidence either team can reach those point totals, but it just sounded like a good pick, right?
Hey, it's sure.
I was gonna jack around with it and say, well, this is the year 2025, and this is the date 25, and I said, okay, I'm going to pick a tie, 25-25.
Two
right,
ties.
Play with it,
two
right?
ties
yeah.
in a season would be so amazing.
Well,
in the worst way.
Cowboys, only the Cowboys in a 17-game season could figure out how to potentially be 500, right?
That would be so wild, so wild. Well, Mickey, thank you very much for your time, and Merry Christmas to you, man.
Okay. All right. Talk to you guys down the line.
There he goes. Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan. By the way, Josh Johnson, 1-8 as a starting quarterback in his 10-year NFL career.
Is that good?
17 career interceptions. So this could be it could be fun for Cowboys fans. From the 716, Merry Christmas, guys. Been a Tolo for 2 years since I got to Texas. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you very much to all the Tolos out there. I want y'all to have a happy holiday. I do say happy holiday because Christmas and you got New Year's. You got so much going on here. I just try and bring it all together because you could be enjoying all of them. And
that's
I
right.
want you to. That's actually what we want. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it is time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus choose your own path. I got three stories you're going to choose from next on The Fan.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by the personal injury lawyers, Frankel & Frankel. If you have been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, the Commanders are going to be starting Josh Johnson, it appears. They're also signing Sam Hartman to the active roster to be the emergency third quarterback. So that's their super secret plan, it appears. Right now, it is time for AM on the FM.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, Corey, you get to choose our own path for what story we're going to talk about. Would you like to know how much the McAllister family's 10-pie, $122.50 pizza order in Home Alone would cost today? Would you like to hear about a Massachusetts town that is at war with Dunkin' Donuts over a donut smell? Or a pet cat that was missing for 443 days?
That's fascinating. First off, the Home Alone house. Last night, we watched Vacation and accidentally watched Four Christmases. My middle kid wanted to watch. Well, so what happened was it was on Prime, and it just rolled into the next movie. My other kid, he wanted to watch Home Alone, but then he left the room, so we just watched Four Christmases. Oh. So I want to do that in just a second. I'm sorry. Laramie Tunsil and Daron Payne, unlikely to play on Thursday. Nick Ballore will not play. So both Payne and Tunsil did not practice this week. Those are some key starters for the Commanders.
Jeez. Is anybody going to show up and play?
Somebody wants that paycheck. All right?
If you get a call from an unknown number today that's from the nation's capital area code, you might want to answer it because that could be generational money waiting for you because it sounds like they need help. So this game is hopefully going to be a get right game, even though there is nothing left to really
get right for,
play for.
Yeah.
But hey, maybe there will be a ton of points scored by Dak, George Pickens, CeeDee Lamb, and Javonte. Who knows? Maybe it'll just be fun to watch because it's so bad. But, we do have the festivities going on right here. Yes, on Christmas Day on 105.3 The Fan. So it's going to be kind of cool, honestly, tuning in to hear live local coverage.
Oh, yeah.
On a holiday of that stature. It's going to be kind of fun. I'm actually looking forward to that. But we will get to the story in just a little bit. We're going to go to the National Day Calendar first. It is Christmas Eve, if you didn't know. I guess you're living under a rock if you didn't know. It's National Last Minute Shoppers Day, so people like me rejoice and go get that shopping done.
Yeah.
Get it done now. Right now. And take your headphones with you. Use the Odyssey app so you can still hang out with us because, yes, we're working here on the eve of a holiday, if you will. I want you to hang out with us and spread the joy. But it is also National Consumer Rights Day, so if you have a way that you can, show those off, go for it.
Is this like calling in to customer service and demanding your money back for something? Is that like consumer rights?
This is actually from India.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Gotcha.
It was their creation that people celebrate here now.
All right.
Consumers hold the most power in buying and selling of goods, so you need to make sure that you are not taken advantage of when you are doing just that. It's also National Eggnog Day.
Ooh. We will get into eggnog versus hot chocolate at 12:40 as part of this or that, because that conversation is destined to happen.
We are divisive today.
Yes, and we are.
That's going to be it's going to be mutiny.
Divide the country.
Oh,
and rule it.
Topical.
That's our plan.
Okay.
Be a Christmas.
That's Corey's plan. He's the one that planned that, not me. I'm just going along for the ride. We're not actually going to base the question of the day off of any national holiday. I just want to get those out of the way. I was listening to some music on the way in. And I will admit, it was one of my regular playlists, so it comprised of some R&B, and like a Future song came on, and I was like, this feels a little too aggressive on Christmas Eve. I need to switch it up. So I found my old Christmas playlist on Apple Music, and I hit shuffle, and the first thing that came on was Oh Holy Night by Luke Bryan.
His version
of it. Yes.
Okay.
And y'all know, I'm not a country music guy at all. Not in the slightest. But his Christmas album is fantastic.
You like it?
It is so good. And I just love Christmas music in general. So I want to know, what is your favorite Christmas tune, your favorite Christmas song of all time? 877-881-1053, because there are so many good ones. And there's been some great remakes as well. Like, I say all of Ariana Grande's remakes of the classic Christmas songs that she's done, fantastic.
All right, so I used to not be a fan of Ariana Grande. That whole the pop scene that she was in, I was just not a fan of.
That's fair. Yeah.
And then I watched Wicked, and then I watched like a live production of it that they did, and I was like, dude, that woman can sing. Like, her and Cynthia Erivo can absolutely wail when they put a microphone in front of them. It was amazing. So I have a lot more respect, and Adrian has turned on more of her Ariana Grande Christmas album stuff. She likes that too. Adrian's the one that gets me into Christmas music when it comes around. So that's it's really her fault. Because otherwise I'd just be like leaving on the fan and I would just listen
to
that. That's how I would do it. But I will say, for me, Christmas starts. Christmas music starts for me when I play the old 97s album.
Yes, very good.
The old 97s Christmas album is one of those, it's very in their style. It's exactly what their music is. And as soon as I decide it's time, I play that in the car. And now the whole family knows that we're all going to listen to Christmas music until Christmas Day. Everybody knows, okay, Dad has turned on this album. We're going to hear this full album, and then he's going to find playlists, and we're going to listen to it that way.
I like that. I like that there is one specific moment where everybody's like, okay, no more. We're leaning in. I like that. For me, it's usually Thanksgiving Day is when I'll start playing some when I'm like driving to the family get together or whatever. I'm like, I might sprinkle a few songs in here and there. I can't bring myself to do it before Thanksgiving because I just feel like we're skipping a holiday at that point.
That and two, there's only so many Christmas songs. Now, I did find some lo-fi Christmas beats this year, so that's been nice.
That blew my mind when you told me about that this morning. Like, I love lo-fi stuff, and I went through a huge phase of that. I did not think to expand that to the Christmas universe.
Mm-hmm. That was something that when I found that this year, I was like, oh, I can run with this to kind of have it in. But there's only so many songs, and I feel like once I've heard them, I'm like, oh my gosh, Bing Crosby, guess what, dude? I appreciate that you made all the songs. I've heard them all already. So that's why I like to have it in a tighter window. From the 951, The Drifters' White Christmas. Gucci Mane's Christmas album is fantastic.
It actually is.
Is it really?
It actually is.
Should I roll that one out tonight on the drive?
Yes, you should. Like, you won't be mad at it. You're probably going to be like, what the heck? But you won't be mad at it. I like it. And I do like some of these. I know DMX has a good Christmas song out
what?
There, too. That Chris Arnold loves to play anytime. Because usually me and him would get, the past few years, we would get the day after Christmas morning show.
Uh-huh.
And he would make it a point to play that every single time.
DMX talking about gifts, and he's like, Dex gonna give it to you. Like, that sounds great.
It's so good.
I'm going to have to go find it.
The 682 says, anything Elvis Presley Christmas is great. From the 910, David Bowie and Bing Crosby, Lil Drummer Boy. Fantastic. And a lot of these are just going to be people's own take and own remix of songs, like you said, that already exist because there's only so many Christmas carols and songs.
I have two songs that I will not listen to.
Ooh.
And it is Last Christmas. My apologies. Somebody texted in Wham's Last Christmas is their favorite. I can't do it.
What?
And then
it's overplayed.
Is it the Beatles or Paul McCartney Simply Having a Lovely Christmas Time? I'm out on those. Are the only two.
Huh.
Other than that, I roll through everything else pretty well.
Huh, okay.
I know, they're popular songs. They're just not mine.
So for mine, I have a lot. I'd say my one seed is, it's got to be Bryan Adams, Something About Christmas Time.
That's a good one.
So good. It's so peaceful, you know? And it is kind of sad, too, because he literally says, we waited all through the year for this one day. And I'm like, dang, it is about to be over. That kind of sucks. But it's a beautiful song. It really is. And then anything Pentatonix does, they are wonderful. Arlington-based, too.
Yes.
They were
Martin
founded.
High.
Yes, Arlington, represent. They are awesome. I'm sad they were playing Fort Worth. I think they did Dickies Arena earlier this week, and I wasn't able to make it out there. I still want to see them live because their Christmas music is fantastic. Listen to some of that on the drive-in today. I'm feeling real festive today.
Adrian took Avery to see Pentatonix at the American Airlines Center when
Jealous.
He was like 8 or something like
Jealous.
That. And he had an awesome time. He loved it. They're fantastic, dude.
They really are. They are so extremely talented. Jet, what would we go with for the favorite Christmas song of all time?
First overall, pretty easy for me, Step Into Christmas by Elton John.
Ooh.
So original, so upbeat. Can't miss it.
I haven't seen Elton John pop up on the fan text either. That's one of those, one of the legendary names. It seems like a lot of these, household names have gotten in on the Christmas stuff. That's one that I think gets underappreciated, if we're being totally honest.
Yeah, no, that's a good one.
See, from the 214, The Run DMC Christmas song. Yep.
Yep.
Let's see, Little Drummer Boy by Pentatonix from the 469, Rock Lobster and Around the Christmas
Tree. You need
tree
to stop that right now. I don't know what you think you're doing. That is not a song. Nobody would ever want to Rock Lobster. lobster anywhere near a Christmas tree.
Oh,
all right,
man.
It would ruin Christmas. It would destroy the Christmas.
Yep, from the 817 DMX's rendition of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It is so good.
Dude, I'll tell you this. You know, my favorite thing to see live is Sleigh Ride. If you've ever gone to see an orchestra or a symphony, when they do Sleigh Ride and they get the big 2x4s out and slap those together, and they do, you know, fun stuff with the horse, they might put on horse masks and, or whatever the horse does. They do all that stuff. I think that watching a symphony play at Christmas time is one of my favorite. Like, going to see the Nutcracker is cool, but having a symphony play just wonderful Christmas songs is an absolute blessing.
All right, Majors. What store do we want? Do we want the McAllister?
Let's go with the pizzas.
So, if you remember that in Home Alone, they had a pizza order that they made that was comprised of 10 pies from the local pizzeria Little Nero's, and the bill was $122.50. So, honestly, if you do that math, it's not too bad. What would it cost in today's money, considering inflation and all that great stuff? This order, if you were actually to go and get the order breakdown here, was 7 sausage and green olive pies, 2 pepperoni pies, 1 plain. What do you think the total without tax
right
was?
Now?
Yes, right now.
And you said how many pizzas it is again?
10 total.
10 total.
7 sausage and green olive pies, 2 pepperoni, 1 plain.
$450.
Okay, that's a lot. Total without tax is $188.50.
That doesn't seem bad.
With tax, $205.50.
See the taxes, bro.
You're right around $80 more.
Yeah.
Which is disappointing, but that would be amazing. I do love the home cooking and everything for Christmas, but, dude, I could tear up some pizza
pizzas
on Christmas Day.
Pizzas
honestly.
Are fantastic.
Especially now that we have football going on. Pizza is usually my go-to football meal.
Yeah.
So, now I'm going to be watching and listening to this Cowboys game tomorrow, and I'm going to be like, where's my pizza, man? Like, honey-baked ham? Cool. Get out of the way. It's not your day. It's football day. What are we doing here? So maybe I need to make a run to the store and get some stuff to make a pizza since nobody's going to be open.
Dude, there's a place called Sauce Bros around me. I don't know if you've tried that out yet, but it's got some really good, different, unique flavors that I've really enjoyed.
I like unique.
And some good traditional stuff as well. Fantastic stuff there, Alec. Really appreciate that. Coming up next, Gridiron Gravy. Vic Fangio does not want your mother to vote. Next on The Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, hoping you're having a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Good Christmas Eve setup as we get things rolling here today. Are you out and about right now? Are you working? Are you out there Amazon driving or UPS driving, FedExing, Uber driving, dropping off? Or are you shopping, last-minute shopping? Let us know, 877-881-1053. Love to hear from you. And we are here for you today. We'll turn things over to the G-Bag Nation coming up here at 2 o'clock, but we are here for you today, and we love you, and we want you to take care while you're driving around in these wintry streets that are involving almost 80-degree temperatures.
That's right.
So Alec and I were talking about that this morning, Jet. When on the drive here, it just didn't feel like Christmas. That's why we wanted to talk a little bit about Christmas songs, because I had to turn the air conditioner on my car to feel cold.
Yeah, me too. I had to put it at about 72 or something, make it feel room temperature again. No, yeah, this isn't Christmas. Yeah, this is just whatever DFW is doing to us.
I told them that the water on the ground kind of looked like melted ice, and I was like, maybe that kind of works out for me just a little.
If you believe enough.
Yeah. Yeah, the watching Vacation last night and seeing them back out of the driveway and then drive off in the ice, I was like, dude, that snow, do I need to move? And then I was like, I would hate that. I love the Texas weather.
Yeah.
I would hate to live in that kind of cold all the time, but here it is, man. From the 901, you guys don't love me anymore, but happy holidays and Merry Christmas regardless.
What?
That's possible. It depends on what you say to us. No, I'm just joking. I still love you anyway. From the 214, Amazon driving and toloing, and tolo going, I assume. From the 214, repoing cars, spreading the holiday joy.
Huh.
Dang it.
I don't know what the math.
My uncle, he used to do that. Both my uncles at Toe Jam. And they would, it was always, they felt so bad. They understand, they got to make money. You know, they got to do theirs. But it would be Christmas or Thanksgiving, and they'd have to leave on a call. And I'd be like, oh, no, that's not fun. That's not fun for them either. So Patrick Mahomes working the picking up bread for the in-laws. GMA passed away today, and have my house is sick. So Merry Christmas, boys. Hey, Merry Christmas to you out there. From the 903, FedEx driver trying to hustle, finish my route ASAP to hurry home and relax for Christmas Day. Hope you actually get to do that. Really looking forward to that for everybody out there. All right, guys, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy. Dip it in Christmas. Yeah, changed it up just a little bit today.
Thank you.
Gentleman Josh Allen says he will be ready to go despite his foot injury. He had a little bit of a foot injury, tweaked his foot, and he said at this time it's just flamed up on him, but the pain subsided, so he finished the game. His response to whether the foot affected him in the second half, no, I don't think so. He said it feels good. Feels ready to go. So we'll see Josh Allen out there playing some football this week. That is good for everybody, right?
Said it flamed up on him?
Flamed up.
Is he means some human
fast
torch?
Action tenactin.
He's human torch, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, wifey's in the MCU, so he's like, I'm a superhero now.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Flamed up. Flame on!
I do wonder, because he's actually a pretty good actor. If you've ever seen any of the stuff he's done, I like his commercials that he's in. I wonder if he's going to like lean into that just a little bit more now that he has access to it. Huh. I mean, you saw what Taylor Swift said, Travis, hop up on the stage with me.
Yeah.
She didn't ask him to sing. She just said, hop up on the stage and be one of those guys. I wonder if he would consider, you know, leaning into that a little bit more. It might be fun. Who knows? I did actually. Was he in the movie? Was he in the Bills? There's one of those movies, Touchdown in Buffalo or whatever,
so
those Hallmark movies, and they had a bunch of. I think he was in it. I think he was. So he's already got his career going around there.
Mm.
Jets put Justin Fields on injured reserve. His season is now done. Alec, I feel like the Justin Fields project might be over. And I'm curious if he's going to say, well, I'm still a quarterback, or I'm going to try and find a way to make myself something else in this league. Because the teams that he's gone to, he just hasn't shown the knack to be a big-time thrower, to make all the throws necessary. He has inconsistency at the position. You know the dude can burn once he takes off running, but it's all the ability to see the defense and play the quarterback position. And I don't think he's I think this might become a point. He had a two-year, $40 million contract in March. It could be a costly mistake, but Fields is going to be back next year, but the Jets are on the hook for at least $10 million either way.
The Tim Tebow route, huh? Make yourself into a tight end or something?
Yeah.
Because he is a gifted athlete. He really is. He's you look at him, especially out of the pads, it's like, yeah, that's an athlete right there. He's quick. He's got the reaction whenever he is carrying the football. Like, he has the vision. He doesn't have the vision to be a passer in the NFL, but I do think that someone would take the risk on him. If the Jaguars weren't actually good this year, I would say the Jaguars would take the risk on him and say, hey, yeah, come play running back or something. But there would be one of those teams out there that says, you could maybe we try it in training camp in the preseason or something, just to say we tried to give you a second life. And then he goes on to do YouTube or something, and he's like, or maybe he's training and he's doing these, you know, celebrity events and stuff, and he's getting paid that way, because he is a gifted athlete. But I think his NFL career as a playing quarterback, a starting quarterback in the NFL is done, somebody has to roll the dice on him as a backup.
Yeah.
They have to, because he has flashes to where if you need him, if a quarterback goes down, gets a concussion or something in the fourth quarter, maybe he can make three or four decent throws that put you in field goal range.
Yeah, the ability to run for a lot of guys, like you see with Malik Willis, those backups, it's like, hey, can you run? Can you escape? We can do something with that. We just need to get by in a game. We can build a game plan around a runner for one game, but it's not necessarily going to be the thing that we can do every single week. In the least surprising development of the month, the NFL upheld the 2-game suspension for DK Metcalf. His punishment flowed from his interaction with a fan during Sunday's loss, and the determination bypassed the usual hearing officer process, delegated the appeal to the commissioner of his designee, and that turned out to be former NFL coach Chris Palmer reportedly handled it. And so they say, hey, yep, this is going to be upheld, and that is going to be very costly to DK Metcalf. But man, as we've discussed, you just can't do that. You just cannot go swat at somebody. Just ignore them. Move on. You don't have to be right about everything. Let the fans do their thing and move on from it. No matter what, it's costly to you and it shouldn't be. Vic Fangio does not want your mom to vote.
What?
The Pro Bowl means very little, right? Like, it's like, okay, it's because there's no game. So it doesn't exist like that anymore. As a result, the honor has kind of lost some of its sizzle, according to Pro Football Talk. When asked by reporters on Tuesday whether defensive tackle Jordan Davis should have made the NFC roster, Vic Fangio said he should have made it for sure. He said, I think they need to form a committee for the Pro Bowl. Get a couple retired coaches, couple retired personnel guys, couple retired players that were going to take pride in it, and they name it. Everybody and their mother's got to vote. And so he doesn't want your mom to vote, but here's what he said. Here's what's going on. Currently, fan voting is combined with player and coaching voting to determine the team. Each counts as a third. I don't know how that works. Player and coaching and fans. All right, so each one gets a third there. Fan voting now includes goofy Twitter gimmicks, lots of other things, including days with the ballot box is like automatically stuffed with one vote counting as two. And if you don't, you know, you can see how that all works out. Do you think that the fan voting is a good procedure, or would you rather see somebody else that like is connected to the game constantly say, we're going to put this thing up?
I think the fans need a voice, but I agree with the gimmicky voting when it comes to the fans, because it feels kind of like the end of the life cycle of a Call of Duty game where, you know, you work so hard to get caught up and get all the, you know, prestige to all the way to 15 or whatever the number is. And then at the end of that game, after they already announced the next one, they're like, hey, all week, double XP. And then they're like, hey, if you go buy this bag of Doritos, you get triple XP for 24 hours.
Yeah.
You know, and then people that have only been playing for a couple weeks because the game got discounted, they're getting caught up to you and all the work that you did in the course of 2 years. So the fan voting stuff, they do stuff like that where it's like, hey, if you retweet this post, it counts for 2 votes. Or it's like, hey, you get 5 votes today. Today only. You can go vote 5 times and you can just copy and paste your ballot. It gets really gimmicky to try to inflate some of these people's numbers. Like, they want Travis Kelce's numbers to be inflated. They want Josh Allen's numbers to be inflated because they're getting a ton of outside of the football space votes. You know, you're getting the Swifties involved. You're getting fans of Haley Steinfeld that are voting. Like, they want that.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They want that. And then, like, just general appeal of some players just because they go viral or maybe they're good looking or something. Like, Jalen Hurts hasn't had the best season, if you watch him this season, hasn't had the best season throwing the ball. He's going to get a ton of votes because people on social media are going to be like, that's a good looking dude. I'm going to vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I hate the way that the fan voting system works, but they do deserve a voice. It needs to be linear, though. 1 vote per week, per day. If you retweet something and then you retweet 5 other tweets with that hashtag, only 1 of them counts.
I like that idea. I like that idea a lot. Or we go back to paper ballots.
Yes!
Back to paper ballots.
Mail
and
it.
Some hanging chads. The 2025 Bears can never be counted out. You know that. Every time it seems like, hey, it's coming down to the last second.
No.
They're the first team in NFL history to win six games while trailing in the last 2 minutes after the two-minute warning. No team in NFL history has ever accomplished winning six games when trailing after this two-minute warning. And so that's part of, I don't know if that's a, hey, these one-run games, you can't keep this up all the time, or if this is a positive thing. I still can't figure it out because it's like the Broncos coming back late. It always feels like the teams that blow teams out consistently are the best teams. This is a different parity league right now, though, and that's where we are with the Chicago Bears. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it's time for NFL Overreaction to Reality. Would Dak – oh, man, we're going to tick some people off.
Oh.
Would Dak benefit from a transfer portal next on the Fan?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.